Oh, might be small, but he said two or three, there's more than that. So if you'll mind the Lord, don't leave, you know, there's a saying in the insurance, I think it is, don't leave home without it. Bless God. Don't leave here without minding the Lord. Yeah, mind the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Amen. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Amen. 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 I got up and went to a funeral myself. Folks that I used to worship with. He died about a year and a half ago, and his wife got sick, and Alzheimer's began to sit in, and she fell, and they had to put her in Hubbard House. But like the pastor said, she's in a better place. She's reunited with her family. Praise the Lord. Glad to have every one of you, wherever you're from. If you've been here before, you don't need an invitation. Make yourself at home. There's a fellow walked in that was shining. He was shining. He was glowing. Amen. It's good to have him back. Yeah, yeah. I could probably go on record and sign his birth certificate. I was there. I was there. Amen. Amen. Good to have you. Let's pray. Let's pray. Bow your heads if you will. It's been a while since he's been with us. You remember Theodore as he leads us in the word of prayer. Theodore, would you please lead us? Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless his heart. Amen. Amen. Bless him. Amen. 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 You remember Jimmy Kay, Julie, Steve, that family. She passed away about 2 o'clock this morning. And the arrangements have been made. Tuesday 11 is the funeral at Malden, Stevenson Grass. The viewing is Monday, 6 to 8. You remember them. Yeah. Then Virgil's, they were waiting on one, Virgil Martin, they were waiting on one relative to come in from Florida. And I think they're going to unplug him. So you keep him in your mind. Grieving. But you know what? It's facing all of us. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not anxious, but I'm ready. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Steve.
Chris. I've got to say something.
Yeah.
I didn't think you was ever going to be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Roberta and I went to a funeral day before yesterday, and this one drop of Christ's blood covered it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman was 45 years old. She went into surgery for a little knot on her neck. She had a stroke during surgery and never did wake up. She told her preacher before the surgery, she said, "Oh, preacher, don't worry." She said, "No matter what happens, I'm all right."
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
If you can't say that right now,
right,
you better get under the blood. Because
right.
There's no guarantee. It's like, I don't know how old Virgil's boy is, but a lot of us are way yonder older than we were supposed to be. And you might not walk out of here. You're not guaranteed tomorrow, but one drop of the blood, that song really, really encourages me.
Yeah.
I love to hear Debbie sing it anyway, but boy, it's the blood of Christ is where it's at.
Yeah,
and without that, you're not going to make it. You're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for me.
Amen. Amen.
All right, get your hymnal as the choir goes down, and Tony, Debbie, John gets ready. 165.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Pray, we got a couple brand new ones out of the box, so
Guess y'all the guinea pigs tonight, so.
And now how I stand in what we don't. I've seen his children walk through the darkest of midnights. I've witnessed faith put to the test, and I have watched as the storms blew.
Glad for that. Are you awake? Before we get started, I got to clarify some things. Wayne, this one's mine. This is mine. That one back there behind you, that's John's. You were asking this week. And this one over here, that's Chris's. So I heard that you was wondering about that this week. So no, I didn't say that. I just said. Okay.
Absent was joy, absent was peace, there was so little hope inside, wandering around with only questions. Spirit within me cried, and prior to us.
really care. Peter in prison, not knowing friends were humbly kneeling. They had no hope just prior to a
Yeah.
know, this song, Donnie calls it his song. It's, you know, it's called The Potter. We sang it the other night. I don't. You must not have been here, and that's fine. I'll sing it every day if you want me to, if that's what the Lord's will. But Wayne, here's how the Lord's worked this week. And this song is really unique. It doesn't just go with anything. And Pam sent a text Thursday morning, I think, and she said, I think I want you all to do the Potter tonight for the invitation. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that I want, and I'm thinking, you know, all day long, I'm thinking, well, I'll do what she wants me to do, but, you know, that it's really a unique song. I mean, it's not really an invitation song. I thought, I don't know how it's going to go, but if that's what she wants us to do, that's fine. And then he gets up and preaches Thursday night out of Jeremiah on hope and starts talking about the clay and the potter and how how all that fit together. And I'm sitting back there and I'm just like, you know, I thought she must have ESPN 1 and 2 is all I know. But it really fit, and I wasn't sure how it was going to fit. It really fit, and this song it fits tonight with what our church family is going through with the passing of Donna, and I'm really going to miss her. I really am. I've you know, since she started coming back to church there a while back, they always sit right there in front of us, and I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss her big time, but this, it kind of fits. You pray for us. We'll do our best. I know you're going through that fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain, but the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to his will. He's planned a I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to his will. He's planned a design, but it'll take some fire and time.
going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter, he knows the clay.
Bless him, Lord. That's right. That's right. Turn with us tonight to Mark chapter 5. If you love the Lord tonight, say amen.
Amen. I hope this evening when we leave this place, we can see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more sincerely. I'm grateful tonight to know that we have a possible God. The Bible said with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible to them that believe. He asked Abraham in Genesis 18:14. He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And Jeremiah 32:17 echoes back and said, Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens by thy great strength and the earth by thy outstretched power. And there is nothing too hard for God. Aren't you glad, friend, that God is able to do anything that he chooses to do? Ephesians 3:20 said, Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us tonight. Aren't you glad we don't serve a God that used to be? We serve a God that he still can tonight. Thank God. Isn't it good to know somebody that is available? That means he cares about you tonight. He is accessible. You can get to him. He's affectionate. He cares about us. There's not a sparrow that falls to the ground. And our Heavenly Father, he knows, he knows, he knows. We can't get one hair a black or white, but we serve a God. He knows the very heartbeat in our soul. And I'm glad he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity tonight. Stand with us as we read the Word of God. I'd like to say tonight, thank you. Thank you, thank you for all you've done for us this week. I told my wife last night, and I tried to fight the tears back last night. Somebody in the church bought us a weather coat. And I tell you, I just appreciate what you all have done for me. Don't deserve it. I'll be honest with you. Listen, I don't have to preach, I get to. You all could have called anybody. Thank you for giving me this opportunity this week. And I want to say something. I never do this, but I want to say something. Thank you. We just bought him a computer and a whole bunch of stuff, and we're running in the red with the TV. And thank you for helping us catch back up last night. God knows what we need, doesn't he? He knows when we need it and how we need it. And brother, tonight, listen, and what the Lord's put in my heart since I opened my eyes this morning, there's some things in life that only God can do. And honey, I like it when you do. You just got to fold your hands in amazement and say, only the Lord, I can't handle a problem like that. You ever look down at the end of the tunnel and there is no light at the end? Physically and emotionally and mentally you're drained. I know a God. Yes. He can step in and one touch of his hand. His hand is a healing hand. It's a life-giving hand. His touch, one touch from the hand of God, you'll never be the same again. Praise his wonderful name. Look with us in Mark chapter 5. Verse, if you will, very quickly, Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came him at the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, had turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest some multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he, looking round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling and knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You may be seated tonight. I want to preach you a little while this evening on when nothing but a miracle will do. When nothing but a miracle will do. And Mark chapter 5 is what I call an action-packed a chapter in the Word of God. How many knows that Jesus just performs one miracle on his way to do another miracle, but he's never too busy to stop and do a third miracle? You say Mark 5 tells us he was one, a man that was demon possessed. He needed a Savior. There was a woman that was sick, and she needed a Savior. Thank God. And there was a girl who was dead, and her daddy and family, they needed a touch from God. Aren't you glad He's a personal Savior? Thank God. He is a powerful Savior. It tells me that He's got power over demons. He's got power over disease. And He's got power over death tonight. And death ain't no big deal to a child of God. Listen, we talk about endings. God talks about beginnings. We talk about death. God talks about life. We talk about burial. God talks about resurrection. You don't bury a Christian. Why? You plant them. And because if you plant something, it'll rise again. Christians never see each other for the last time. It's not goodbye. It's good night. I see you in the morning by the bright riverside. Honey, listen. When nothing but a miracle will do. We used to sing a song that said, just a closer walk with me. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. He's a personal Savior. Yeah. He's a precious Savior. What do you mean? He can do for us what nobody else is able to do. How many in this building can say, if it had not been for the Lord, I'd have been consumed. But hallelujah, I know a God. He likes to work. And you scratch your head and say, our God is awesome all by Himself. Hey, Rod, girl works with us every day. They found two spots on her thyroid, the biggest grapes on both sides. Listen, that she was scared. They were talking cancer, talking radiation, talking all kind of stuff. Her husband goes on missionary trips. They're active in the Gideons. I mean, they love God. She came to work crying. She said, I got two girls. I need a touch for the master's hand. I want to tell you, friend, we prayed at work. They prayed at church. Aren't you glad we serve a God? It says, if any two or three shall agree as touching any one thing and not doubt in their heart, it shall be done. Their Father, which is in heaven, I'm about to feel the power of God right now. Listen, old Tiffany came to work the other day. She was grinning like a possum. You know, I said, what's the matter? She said, I went to the doctor. I got the report. No cancer, no tumor. Listen, she said, God has moved them spots. Yeah. How many knows we serve a God? He can walk in the fire. He can calm a storm when nothing but a miracle will do. He still can get the job done. Yeah. I want to get to verse 25, but it's going to take me a minute. You say, what happened? They were on a boat, and the Bible says there was a storm. They begin to cry out, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I come to tell you, Jesus, He cares tonight. Listen, when they came to the shore, there was a wild man. The devil had a hold of him, running naked in the tombs, crying, trying to commit suicide. Oh, but one day, when the Lord, I came on the land. The devil, I knew his lease is about up. Can I say, church, you can't find compassion in a whole lot of places in the world. Can I say, the terrorist attack in Paris yesterday, it tells us we better be ready and looking. Listen, I quit looking for a sign. I'm listening for the shout. Hey, we're so close, you can almost smell the cooking of the marriage supper. I believe we're so close, you can almost see the city limit sign. This ain't a time to quit and give up and throw in the towel. No, press on, walk on, thank God, desire the things of God. Listen, because He can still do a miracle in the world in which we live. Praise the Lord forever. Glory to God. I'll be honest with you. Ain't every church like this church. Amen. I'm telling you, sometimes you go to preach and it's like a refrigerator. Huh? I'm telling you, y'all farmers up in this country, and Bessie the cow would come in some services I've been in lately. She'd be giving popsicles instead of milk. Amen. Listen, but I want to tell you, you can't have babies in a refrigerator. You hatch eggs in an incubator where things are warm. This is the house of God, the gateway to heaven, the bride of Christ, a building that cannot be destroyed. Thank God. How should glad if you can't be happy in church. Where in the world can you be happy tonight? Somebody said, preacher, don't you get tired of going to church every night? Do I look like I'm bored? I'm having the time of my life. Thank God, in the presence of Jehovah this evening. Thank you, Lord. Bible said, what's your name? Legion. For we're many. He said, listen, don't send me out of the country. You see that bunch of pigs up there? Old Bay Jackson used to preach a message, the days a pig got a permanent wave. Praise the Lord. You say, what happened? He said, listen, cast me in to them hogs. Them hogs had more sense than humans did. They'd rather be dead than live one day with the devil. They went to running down the hill and committed homicide. Praise God. You say, what happened? And that old boy, he was clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, let's talk about that. Jesus sent the disciples out two by two. Take one coat with you. Where you reckon he got his clothes from? Huh? I tell you one better now. When Jesus rose from the dead, he left the grave clothes in the tomb. But when they saw him, he was clothed all the way to the foot. Wonder where he got his clothes from. Same place. Oh, yes. Got his hat. Had an altar of prayer last night. One day we'll be in heaven dressed in a robe of white. Wonder where we'll get our clothes from. We're going from rags to riches. From nothing to everything. Hey, preacher, I want to trade my gravel road for a street of glory. I want to trade the rags I wear for a robe of righteousness. Woo! I want to trade a gray hair, wrinkled face, glory, fat body for one like to the Son of God. And if you think we're happy this week, you ain't seen nothing. Yeah, we're not the glory roll in the city of God. Thank God we'll never have to worry again. Here comes Jairus. Now, I'm about to get one preach. Whew, I feel good. Y'all pray for me. Listen, Bible says, as he was going down the road to Jairus' house, a certain woman, number one, her disease. I want you to think about this. A certain woman. It could be anybody in the building tonight. Had an issue. We all got issues. Is that right? Family issues, mental issues. Listen, thank God, church issues. But I know a God, he can solve the issues that we have. If the devil tonight had a flea market and a yard sale, you know what I believe? His number one selling item would be discouragement and depression. But I'm going to tell you, praise God, you don't have to take a rain check on happiness tonight. It ain't going to sell out. And you don't have to go to the 5 a.m. sale. Come and get you some tonight. There is hope at the feet of Jesus. Thank God she had an internal problem. I knew what Lazarus' problem is. You can see it. I know what Jairus' daughter's problem is. You can see it. But this woman's problem was internal. You couldn't see it, but she felt the need of it tonight. I'm about to have a fit. You all pray for me. Glory to God. You know where my family is tonight. My boys are at my sister's house. For the first time, they're celebrating her birthday. For the first time in 4 years, she's not high. She's not shooting up. She's not passed out. She's in her right mind, looking good with the family around her. I want to tell you, friend, I know a God that can take a drunkard and deliver him. I know a God who can take an addict and make him a child of God. Yeah. Listen, friend, there's a God who can do the impossible. And when nothing but a miracle can do, he can still perform it and flex his muscles tonight. The Bible says she had an issue of blood 12 long years. You know how long that is? 4,200 days and more. She didn't get up feeling bad one day. She got up feeling bad every day. You ever been anemic, weak, sick, pale, hurting, cramping? Oh, listen, the Bible says 12 years, and it suffered many things of many physicians. Anybody in here ever been to a quack doctor before? Job calls them physicians of no value. Let me name a few of them. Anybody ever heard of Dr. No Hell? Yes, he'll tell you, live like you want to. There is no hereafter. Listen, you ever heard of Dr. Do Better? Yes, he'll tell you, just turn over a new leaf and do better. You don't get better. They get saved. You get saved. They get better. Your best may not be the best, but if it's your best, it'll be blessed by the hand of God. Lord, have mercy. Y'all pray for me tonight. Whew. Glory to God. We're having an old-fashioned day at church tomorrow. Can I say, every service ought to be old-fashioned. Power of God. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad we serve a God who's in the restoration business? I had a lady in church tell me, I ought to just divorce my husband. I said, why? She said, he spent $10,000 on a car and ain't got nothing but a bucket of bolts and a rusted-out fender. I said, honey, just give him a few weeks. Can I say a few months has went by? Lord, have mercy. It ain't a rattle trap anymore, Ron. Listen, it ain't a bucket of bolts. It's a pretty 56 Chevy. That'll knock your eyeballs out. You know what the difference is? When he saw that, he didn't see a bucket of bolts. He didn't see a rusted out a piece of equipment. He saw what it could be when he got his hands on it. I'm glad when God looks at us, he don't see the faults and failures. He sees what we can be with the power of Almighty God. Amen. Lord, have mercy. 3 o'clock this morning, I was still chewing on the week. You ever done that before? There was an antique show on. They was talking about getting a violin off of the Titanic. I got to thinking about that lady and took an old violin to the auction. She got up and she said, who'll give me $1, $2, $3? He's about to sell that thing for $20. When all of a sudden, the master musician from the back gets up and says, give it to me. He takes that bow, begins to tighten here. He begins to play Ron till it sounds like angels. He said, who'll give me $1,000, $2,000, sold for $5,000. What's the difference between a couple hundred and $5,000? I tell you what it was. It was a touch of the master's hand. Can I say tonight, you know what the difference between your life and a child of God is? The touch of the master's hand. Woo! Glory to God. This woman said, glory. She was losing blood. If you're losing blood, you're losing life. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. It's in him. And we live and we move and we have our being. I'm telling you, friend, I'd rather live one day for the Lord. David said, a day in thy presence is better than 10,000 in the world. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God and the dweller in the tents of the wicked tonight. Praise the Lord. You say, what happened? This woman said within herself, Number two, her determination. You know what she said in the Greek over and over and over? If I can touch him, if I can touch him, if I could touch him. She woke up saying, if I can touch him. She got down the road, if I can touch him. Ooh, she gets down there and the crowd is big. If I can touch him, I know I shall be made whole. I want to tell you, church, if you can touch him, you can be made whole tonight. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with us, but a good touch from the hand of God will make us feel better than we've ever felt. Ooh, glory to God. I'm telling you, we had a lady in our church. I pastored for years. We called her Shouting Cheryl. Shouting Cheryl would come in on a walker or a cane. The Spirit of God had hit her. She'd dust the carpet and go out on the cane. Somebody said, what you think about that? I think the touch of God can take the headache, backache, knee ache away. You ever come to church broke, busted, and disgusted? But one touch from the hand of God, it makes you feel like a teenager again. Praise God, when nothing but a miracle will do. Let's talk about that a minute. Bible said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, praise the Lord. You know what the hem is? The last thing that's put in a garment before it's finished. You don't put the hem in first. You put it in last. You know what you do with the hem? You turn it up on the inside or you turn it up on the outside. You know what she was saying? If I can touch the finished work, if I can touch the byproduct, thank God. That word hem in the Strong's Concordance, it'll run you all over. Praise the Lord. You know where you'll find it? In the book of Malachi, where it says, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Praise the Lord. And him and the bottom of a garment of the priest and prayer shawl, it was tied in knots. You know what that knot said? Jehovah. In other words, that woman said, if I can touch his name, if I can touch his power. Another word of the Hebrew is a bridal robe, glory train. Thank God. If I can touch the glorious robe, the bridal garment. It's the same word in Isaiah 6 and 1. Isaiah was a woe to everybody. Woe is this one. Woe is that one. But can I tell you, when you get in the presence of God, it ain't woe as everybody else. It is woe is me. God told Saul, when you was big in your own eyes, you was little in the eyes of God. But when you was little in your own eyes, you were big in the eyes of God. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, his glory garment, his bridal robe, it filled the temple. Thank God, and the seraphims cried one to another, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. He said, the post of the door moved at the voice of him that spoke, and the house was filled with smoke. You know what the angel did? He went over to the altar. He got a coal of fire. He touched his lips. He said, I heard. Oh, let me call a timeout right there. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the Lord needs to touch our lips again. Don't shout me down tonight. I told him at Allen's Fork, I was sitting one day in a doctor's office. This woman had a skirt to the floor. She had a hair to her waist, and her tongue was longer than both of them. Say amen right there. Yeah. Y'all pray for me. Woo. Y'all might not have me back again. Oh, but y'all pray for the preacher. Yeah. I'm in a mess right now. This woman, I used to have a teacher in school. He taught me the Bible 4 years every lunch period. There was a woman that came to the altar one day where he pastored. She said, Pastor, I want to lay my tongue on the altar. This is what Jack said. He said, good luck, sister. The altar's only 30 foot long. Praise God. Do the best that you can. But can I tell you, when the Lord touched touches you. He'll touch your mind. He'll touch your eyes. He'll touch your lips. You know what Isaiah said? I heard the Lord said, who will go for us? Who will I send? Here am I, Lord. Send me. Yes. Praise God. Can I say, you want to get that stinking thinking out of your head? You can be negative at the work. You can be negative at the ball field. But when you come to church, you ought to be positive, because we serve a positive God. Preacher was invited home one Sunday after dinner. They said, preacher said, what are we going to have today? The little boy said, I think goat. How do you know? Because mommy and daddy said, we're going to have an old goat on Sunday. Yeah. Can I tell you, friend, hey, you'll get out of this thing what you put in it. What's your desire? That woman said, my desire is to touch the hem of the garment of the Lord. Here she goes. Her deliverance run. Here she reaches out. Hundreds of people thronging him. Oh, there's a lot of people that touch him, but there are a few that touch him. Yeah. Bible said when she touched him, she felt a fountain. I know we're saved by faith, but every once in a while, it might just be a fuzzy, but we ought to feel something in our sanctified soul. Praise God. He said, I felt the virtue go out of me. Hey, Ron, when she felt it, he felt it. When he felt it, she felt it. When they both begin to feel it, business picked up. I'm telling you, I have felt the power of Jehovah in this place this week. The Bible says, I felt the virtue. You want to get your Strong's out. That word virtue is the same word in Romans 1 and Acts 1:8. I felt the dynamite, the dunamos. Hey, we don't have to be a firecracker for Jesus. We can be dynamite. He said, I felt the dynamite explode out of my life. This is what he said. Who touched me? I want to tell you something. When an omniscient God asks a question, he ain't gathering information. He knew who touched him. He was giving her an opportunity for an honest heart to do business with him. You can't tell God nothing he don't already know. My brother-in-law says he loves young preachers. Give me just a couple minutes and I'll get out of your way. Listen, I had three young preachers with me one night. We got a call to pray for this fella. He was an alcoholic, drunker than Cooter Brown. Yeah, we walked in his house to have prayer with him. God bless his little wife. Old Frank began to pray. Oh, God, hear this old drunk. Save this old drunk. That fella said, ho, ho, ho. Stop it right there. Don't tell God I'm drunk. I said, buddy, I believe he already knows. Can I say tonight, you can't tell God nothing. He don't already know. He knew Zacchaeus was up a tree. He knew there's money in a fish's mouth. He knew the woman had been married 5 times and Shechem was somebody, and he knew who it was that touched him. Yeah. Listen, she said, Lord, it's me. Yeah. Thank God. That's what we ought to do when nothing but a miracle will do. He said, daughter, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Yeah. Yeah. One miracle on his way to another. All of a sudden they come. Why trouble the master anymore? You're not troubling him. My mother-in-law says, don't trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. But sometimes you got to trouble your trouble. You ain't not bothering God. Why trouble him? You know what Jesus said? She's not dead. She's only asleep. Oh, they begin to laugh. Begin to scorn. Begin to make fun. You know who he did? He took Peter, James, and John. He walks in that room and he drives the young believers out. Honey, listen, you want God to answer your prayer? Get rid of all those who don't believe. Amen. Don't get mad at me tonight, but with nothing but a miracle to do, you'll climb a tree backward to hear God answer your prayer. Listen, when my little boy was sick, I got a brother-in-law as a preacher. I didn't mean to say that. Y'all pray for me. I didn't mean to tell you who it was. Praise the Lord. But anyhow, he called us a greaser. He said, you ought not have him anointed. Listen, if I thought he'd get my boy well, I'd do anything I had to do. The Bible says, is there any sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. You say, preacher, I don't believe in that. Well, you ain't never been sick enough then, amen. You get sick enough, you'll say, Lord, whatever it takes, whatever I got to do, I throw myself at the mercy of Almighty God. I say glory in the house of God. He drove them out. He looks at that little girl. Life looks death in the face. Takes her by the hand and says, daughter, I say unto thee, arise. You know what happened? That blood began to pump. Him eyes began to open. Yes, death can't hold him. Can I say this tonight? When nothing but a miracle will do. I know you've had a loss in the church. But listen, you don't lose a Christian if you know where they're at. Praise God. Let me say it this way, and I'll get out of your way. It reminds me of a little girl down in North Carolina. She had cancer. Her heart's desire was to fly to New York City, Brother Al. She wanted to see Broadway and to see the skyscrapers and Times Square. Well, she scraped her pennies, got on a plane, and landed in New York. They got her from a taxi, took her to the place she checked in. There was a bellman come in. Bellman was carrying her bags. Said, follow me. They get in this big room with a chandelier and mirrors and marble floor, and the door closes. That girl starts crying. She said, mister, you mean this is what I'm paying $300 a night for? He goes to laughing. He said, you ain't never been here before, have you? She said, no. He said, listen to me, honey. This is the elevator. What you paid for ain't down here. What you paid for is waiting way up there. Brother Allison, paid names are coming Sunday. Every message you preach, every time you visited, every funeral you preach, thank God, what we're working on, it ain't down here. What we're waiting on is way up there. Let me just go to exhorting just a minute. Can I say, church, they're leaving. But thank God, Paul said, I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Departure means to open up the prison and let the prisoner out. That's what death is to the child of God. It ain't no big deal. You know what else it means? To sail away to a brand new harbor. Can I say, that's what we're going to do. Some glad morning when this life is over, we'll fly away and be with God. Thank God when nothing but a miracle will do. There is a miracle worker in the building tonight. Let's stand together. Brother Chris, if you come, his heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many can say, preacher, I just really need God to touch me in this place? Will you raise your hand? Preacher, I need God to help me. That's all you got to do is reach out and touch him. Chris, I'm glad the Bible says God loved the world. Ephesians 5 says God loved the church. But Galatians 1 says he loved me. Now, I'm glad he loves the world and I'm glad he loves the church. But I'm so glad he brought it down to my level. He said, I love you. Tonight you'll never find a perfect people. We're imperfect people serving a perfect God. Tonight if you have a need, as we sing, will you come? Lord, encourages me for a non-scheduled night to have this kind of crowd out on a Saturday night. You all love God. You're seeking after God. If you hunger and thirst, he'll heal. As we sing right now, we just have
that. Page 148. Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone?
harbor danger yet unknown. Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on His name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by your side, in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the day
church, I'm telling you, I've never heard a choir like this. Y'all are better than professional. Thank you for letting me share this. We got to tell you what, nobody else needed this. This one was for me. I needed this. It's wonderful. Mr. Pridemore worked with my dad for a lot of years and got saved last night. I got to call my daddy and tell him about it. I praise the Lord for that. Thank God. May the Lord bless you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to me this morning.